This podcast is sponsored by RPG Sessions, an online role-playing tool for Genesis and Star Wars campaigns. Learn more about their character sheet, virtual game table, and Discord bot at rpgsessions.com.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 41 of the What Comes After podcast presented by Tabletop Tales. I'm Tyler, your GM.
Hello, my name is Jay, and I will be playing Jack Talbot.
My name is Robert. My character is David Reese.
Hey, everyone, I'm Corey, and I'm playing Daniel Doc McAvoy.
Hey, everyone, this is Jordan. I'm playing Marcus Winters.
Hey, this is Kayla, and I will be playing Piper.
Before we get started, let me take a moment to tell you about another great D20 Radio podcast. Shared Sagas is an Australian actual play podcast currently in the midst of a Star Wars Edge of the Empire campaign. You can find them at sharedsagas.podbean.com, so be sure to check them out. We are rapidly approaching the conclusion to our first What Comes After campaign. The plan right now is to likely have about a month off of posting new episodes of this campaign, or the new campaign, that is. But I am attempting to organize a few one-shot-style episodes to fill the gap. The Star Wars campaign will return in November as well, hopefully getting more consistent as we go. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, so last session, you guys found the conduit, found that it's brimming with power. David is currently in possession of it. And all the bonuses and penalties that it entails.
Yep. Tied at my waist in a package of ripped up shirts from the dead bandits.
As you were coming back across the pond, you heard a shotgun blast coming from the area where the van was, and found that Gregory had fired off the shotgun.
The Reaper.
Trying to defend himself. Yes, fired the Reaper, trying to defend himself. After spending a little bit of time destroying the Reaper and dealing with the repercussions of a young child using a cursed weapon, you began to set out again and find a place to camp out. During this time, Marcus was unconscious. Doc had administered some first aid, but he had yet to regain consciousness. You found a place to camp in a building. And while you were camping, actually, I think it was earlier than that. But you felt something almost like probe your minds. And while some of you were sleeping, there was a crash through the roof of the building you were in. Upon investigating, you found the burned out corpse of Wilcox. His head, the only thing identifiable. And realized the dragon was bearing down on you. You all ran to the car, loaded Marcus and Gregory into the car, or the van rather, and took off. There were a couple driving checks trying to lose him and or just escape. But ultimately there was a failure. And the van skidded to a stop. Tervaeg perched on the edge of a highway overpass, the van perpendicular to the road, and stalled out. And that's where we begin tonight's session. We're going to start with initiative rolls, because this is going to be right into combat. Marcus, you come to as the van skids to a hard stop. And you hear the roar of the dragon, and the world outside the van is alight with flame.
Everybody in the van can add 2 blue dice if you're rolling vigilance for your initiative.
So because this is a single monster, we will be using the dual activation rules for Tervik. He will get 2 turns.
Bullshit.
Woo! What a roll.
Wow.
Nice. That triumph gives you a free maneuver.
Do I add a purple to my initiative check due to the conduit?
Yes, actually. All right, so we've got Tervik going first and last, with the PCs in between.
I'll fuck off.
That sucks.
That is awful.
Oh. That extra sucks.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck.
Doc gets a maneuver.
Yay. Oh,
wow.
Was my plan? Oh.
It's been an honor serving with you.
Man. Double shot Tervig. Okay.
What's your maneuver?
To run away.
flee.
Okay, where are we right now? Inside the van, or have we made it out of the van at the start of combat, or what?
You're
what
is this? In the van.
Okay.
I had you in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
But I don't know that.
Yeah.
And that is the side that's facing Tervig. But
sweet.
Realistically, maneuver is to get out of the van if you want to get out of the van and then use a maneuver on your turn for cover. You could do that. Or you could just use a maneuver to take cover now.
Yeah, try to duck inside the van. Okay. Yeah, if I'm on the side that Tervig is on, that's what Doc's doing, ducking in the van.
Getting clear of the window.
Yep, duck down.
Okay.
Tyler, I'm spending a story point and activating my ability to act out of turn.
Before that happens, though, there's a couple things that we need to do. Number one, the combat has begun. You guys need to make your fear checks, a fear check. Number two, just a note, any range band beyond the first is going to incur a setback die to attack
darkness.
Because no, it is not dark right now. There are a lot of things on fire around you.
Oh, good.
But there's also a lot of thick black smoke now.
Oh, good. That is discipline check.
Is the difficulty of our fear
daunting? 4.
Oh, boo.
You guys have story points you can spend to upgrade. It is discipline that you resist with.
I had 2 successes, 3 threats.
Mine is a failure, an advantage, and a triumph.
Although you did fail the check, which is sad.
Okay, Doc, you are going to be adding a setback die. No, you're going to add an upgrade to your next check, but you succeeded with 2 successes and a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, you failed with 2 threats, so you are going to be adding a setback die, and you are immobilized for your... until the end of your next turn.
Wow.
Jack, You are upgrading your next check, but you did succeed.
I'm upgrading the difficulty of my next check?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Piper, you are immobilized and suffer a strain. And then David...
I have a failure, an advantage, and a triumph.
Okay, you are immobilized. However, you get a adrenaline rush. Momentary panic gives you a rush of adrenaline. You take 3 strain, and you add 2 boost dice to your next 2 checks. And then Tervaeg is going to go.
Nope. I'm spending a story point and acting out a turn.
Okay.
Because I've invested too many goddamn experience points to not be able to use this on the dragon.
That's right. Get him.
Tervaeg is at medium range.
Yep. I'm assuming you are popped out of the turret still.
That's normally where I live in the van. Oh my god, that is so many upgrades.
Is an adversary 3.
Oh my god.
Don't forget you're back to back with me, so you get 2 boost die.
Oh, I get 2 boost dice from that, and I get 4 boost dice from strike.
Get him.
And I don't have to perform a maneuver to draw my weapons. So. Advantage. 5 yellow, 6 blue, 2 purple, upgraded 4 times. No setbacks?
Sorry.
1 setback for the
smoke.
At the very least.
Yep, sorry. Okay. Let's do this.
Woo! Jesus.
4 successes, 8 advantage, double triumph.
Wow.
All right, well, I'm going to die now.
The dragon is dead.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure the dragon's just going to be pissed as hell.
Oh, he certainly is. All right, well, I am going to critically hit the dragon.
How many times are you applying the crit effect?
I am going to, all right, crit with 1 triumph, and then I'm going to, is it for every amount
every
I spend?
Every amount that you spend on the crit rating.
Adds 10, right?
Yep.
I think the better thing probably would be to figure out what you want to spend on otherwise, and then just dump all the extra into.
I'm gonna spend the other triumph to give myself a free maneuver and aim at him, and then I will pass a boost die to the good doctor.
Oh, thank you
for 2, and so then I'm gonna crit him plus 3 crits, so crit plus 30 for him.
Okay, he actually rolls at minus 10 because he has durable.
Nope.
Okay, fearsome wound. The target increases the difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by 1 until this critical injury is healed.
Wait, that allows him to reduce the crit rating by 40?
He has 4 ranks of durable.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's handy.
That's a bullet probably scrapes across his face, leaving a...
Yes.
Yep, fearsome wound. Oh.
Well, that's upsetting.
All right.
Yeah.
Now we are finally to the first round, our first turn of this combat. And he is going to breathe fire at Jack.
Is he now?
Shield.
Yes, indeed he is.
Well, I've finally gotten over my clearly irrational fear of the dragon and shot him.
All right. Here's his roll. Three successes, three advantage, one
that's
triumph.
That's two successes.
Two successes. I was looking at the advantage and... Yeah, okay. So, Jack, you are taking 14 points of damage.
Ow.
He will spend two to activate Blast. Everybody takes 12 points of damage.
Wow.
He will spend...
That's 12 and then minus soak?
Minus soak.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm down.
I'm down.
Yep.
If you are at your wound threshold, you are not down.
No, I'm down.
No, they're all going to be down.
I'm past my wound threshold.
Right.
I had eight. What's your soak? Nine. I'm three past wound. My soak is three.
All right.
Yeah. I think I'm high soak with four.
Nope. Ooh, I am high five.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dave's got five, and you and I have four.
This is unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unpleasant indeed.
He is going to spend one advantage to sunder Jack's weapon. So it's damaged one stepped.
What does that mean?
You have a setback die on all.
You can't break my magic gun. It's magic.
And then he's going to spend the triumph to crit.
Let the sun shine. I believe. Is he critically hitting me?
Yeah, you're the one that he targeted.
I don't know. He used blast. Maybe he critted everybody. Okay. I don't believe I hit. No, I don't have any crits right now. So. Ha! Fearsome wound.
An eye for an eye. All
right. So,
I just want to point out one thing, Marcus. You're not. It isn't not damaged. One of the two weapon qualities: ancient craftsmanship and dwarven craftsmanship. Ancient gives it reinforced, which makes it immune to the sunder quality.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Thank you, so, Rob.
You are correct. Your magic gun is.
Yes!
Nope, it's not Piper. Magic again. I don't believe in this shit.
Piper and Marcus need to roll crits on themselves.
Well, how come?
When you think of the damage beyond your threshold.
Went over there, one threshold.
I don't know how this works.
Just roll crit for this PC. Yes.
Yep.
Is there any
is that also fearsome?
No. Okay, so Marcus's does deal one strain. All right, so
everybody else is both, just maimed,
right? Everybody's got
Piper
messy faces.
And Jack have burned up faces right now.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a PC slot.
I'm going to go.
Sure.
Okay.
You gonna cast banishment?
No. I'm going to first as an incidental second wind to recover a little strain.
Okay. I should note too that the van is all burned out and not looking good at this point.
What How's the paint boat? Was left on it is sort of bubbled off.
I don't care about the van. How's the boat?
I don't think you just kidding. Nope, the boat is probably not looking good.
Fuck. He's gonna worry about that. He's gonna be so upset with us.
Yeah, whatever.
You were told it's your boat now.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's up with Gregory?
He is unconscious. I spend a story point. He is unconscious.
I am going to spend a story point to activate my heroic ability.
Yes.
Sixth Sense. But what it also does is duration, so it's going to last additional rounds.
I just bought that.
Empower and rejuvenate allies, meaning if you're within short range of me, add boost and recover 2 strain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am then going to spend a strain to use Inspiring Rhetoric.
Okay. I'll just point out that those of you that are down are not fully down yet. You are unconscious, but you guys have more than enough capability to end up coming back.
Which is why I'm trying to pass as many boost dice to Doc as possible for attempts to heal them.
Mm-hmm. Rob, does everyone get a boost?
If yes.
Yeah.
As long as you become conscious, yes.
Yeah. Okay. The correct answer to that question, though, is we all die if Doc goes down.
Yeah.
3 success, 4 advantage, 1 triumph, 1 despair.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. Hold on. So you need to roll another.
Another yellow and red die. To add 1 additional success from that effect. For a total of 4 successes, 4 advantage, a triumph, and a despair.
All right, so what are the effects of your Inspiring Rhetoric right now?
It is, for each success the check generates, 1 ally within short range heals 1 strain. For each advantage, 1 ally benefiting from it heals 1 additional strain. And allies affected by my Inspiring Rhetoric add boost to all skill checks for rounds equal to my ranks in leadership.
Okay, the Ooh. Despair is that he now knows you have the conduit.
Yeah.
Yep.
As you start shouting out directions getting people
take
going.
Take care, deal with them. Let's see if we can draw his attention, Jack, and keep the pressure off Doc.
Yep.
A blue light starts emanating from the pouch, the makeshift pouch that you've created.
David, your trousers are glowing.
So I've got 4 successes, so I could technically affect
all 4 of us, right?
Yes.
We heal, we recover 2 strain because you got 4 successes, 4 advantage.
You both heal a strain, and then I can heal an additional 4 strain. So Doc can heal 2 to be at full, and you can heal 4. Yeah, you can heal all 4. Because I have 3 advantages left.
Right.
And what effect is the triumph? I'm going to pass a upgrade to myself when I because that was I spent a strain to Inspiring Rhetoric as a maneuver instead of an action, and I'm about to shoot him with some psychic energy blowing out the windshield and trying to blast him.
Okay. So for your 6th sense activation, I was going to wait a couple, probably till next round to give you guys this info. By spending 3 story points as an out of turn incidental, one of you may summon either Fedorova or Shara into the fight.
Oof.
Only one may be active, but you sort of sense
how close they are to this battle.
Yeah, allies are watching, or at least can sense your trouble.
And I'm going to attempt to.
He is adversary 3.
Yep.
Are you getting out of the? You did not get out of the van, so I'd say add another setback.
For the essential, yeah, I'm trying to blast the shield out because I cannot move at the moment because I am pretty scared for some reason. Let me just quickly check and see if I want to add any other effects. I'm going to add deadly. I'm just going to add deadly.
Yeah.
And upgrade 3 times to.
Correct.
So 3 success, 3 threat.
Okay, so how much damage?
11 damage.
Okay.
And you know what? I might as well, as an out-of-turn incidental, since we just got one and there'll be one left over, I'm going to use my average human ability to turn one to us and then spend three of them. Who we think is more likely to show up?
Oh, boy.
Is it Fedorova because she's been keeping eyes on Wilcox and saw what happened to him with the dragon? And
It could be. Could be. And also, she's really got her eyes on that conduit. Shara might have some sort of divine intervention that would assist in arrival as well. So either or.
I care less about what happens to Fedorova than Shara, so I think Fedorova.
There you go.
Yeah.
If she gets fucked up by a dragon, it is less of my concern.
The dragon. When she's also not looking, Piper's going to shoot her in the back of the head.
I was just going to say, also, that means she's here within range of my rifle.
Okay. All right. She does not appear just yet.
Yeah.
Basically, she's going to come in at the end of the rounds.
I was just out for my jog, and holy shit, and then, a dragon!
And then there's... Well, actually, since you spent the story points, you catch a purple flash come from somewhere behind the dragon.
Yeah. Plus, I'm aware of it through Sixth Sense, probably.
Yeah.
And that's it for my turn.
Oh, your threats.
Oh, yes. The three threat.
Take a strain.
No.
No. I refuse.
I don't want to do that because that's two strain per threat because it's magic.
Right.
Oh, don't do that.
No.
I probably will take some wounds.
Yeah, take two strain or wounds, and your implement is damaged one step.
Okay.
As the scrimshaw at the top of it begins to crack.
How old is your scrimshaw, David? Is it ancient?
No.
All right.
Second PC slot.
Doc, do you want to start healing people, or would you like me to shoot the dragon?
Either or. It's not going to make a difference. You want to shoot? Go ahead, take your shots. I'll start healing after that.
It's a maneuver to get down from the van.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to maneuver myself down from the van, and I'm going to... Is it too strained to take another maneuver?
I would stick close to the van first, because the Sixth Sense boost die is only when you're within short range of me. So.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. In that case, I will spend two strain to aim again.
Yeah, Jack goes to get down, and David, in his mind, is like, stay close.
Oh, didn't like that. Didn't like that whatsoever. Piper, you're unconscious, correct?
Yep.
That's unfortunate. I don't believe we get our back-to-back bonus.
You should just have four boost dice.
I have... All right, dragon.
You aimed twice.
Yep.
You have... The boost die from Sixth Sense and the boost die from Inspiring Rhetoric. Unless there's some other things from your gun itself.
Aim twice, Inspiring Rhetoric. I gave myself a boost. Oh, I'm engaged with one or more of my allies, so I still get that boost die.
One of the good news things for you guys is that the breath weapon is slow firing too. And it slow firing means two rounds.
That's good. That's very good. That's very good. All right. And a setback. Go. Oh.
Aren't you natural?
Yep. Shield, Jay. Cast shield.
Cast shield.
Yes.
Oh my god.
5 successes, 8 advantage, and another triumph.
So 15 right. damage.
So pierce that is two. 15 pierce 2.
He's doing next.
Good. He spends a story point and eats Jack. I am going to...
You could use that triumph to pass an upgrade to Doc for his attempts at healing.
Yeah, I am going to do that. And then I'm going to use advantage to critically hit him. So
how many times?
He's still... Yeah, I'm gonna spend it all on crits because that durable is shite. So that's going to be crit for 2 and then 6 more crit for plus 30. Which should make him crit even with his durable, right?
How many times are you critting?
I'm critting 4 times. He's already got a crit on him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's plus 10.
Oh, for crying out loud. Go ahead and...
It's my favorite one!
And you excuse get me. It so much, too.
Yeah, I know.
I really... The exact same pool.
Using that same pool, too.
Yep.
Nice.
Where's my roll dice button?
It's right there.
You don't have it selected. You don't have yourself selected.
Oh, I don't. No, I have Doc selected because I was passing dice. 1 success, 5 advantage, and another triumph.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I mean,
that's...
Let's go, Jack. You know, all the stuff yep. you've taken and built yourself is to be a killing machine, so...
Yes.
It turns out that the most effective weapon against a fire-breathing dragon is a rifle.
Yeah.
Is an angry British man with a rifle. All right, so that is 11 more damage, pierce 2.
Jeez.
I am going to...
Figure it out.
I'm going to crit him. David, I'm going to use the triumph to give you an upgrade.
I will pass the dice to myself.
Okay.
And then you're critting?
I am going to crit twice.
So this one should be a total of minus 10 with his enduring.
Okay.
Yes. And then I have one advantage left, so I will pass the next person a bonus die, a boost die.
Oh, am I still here?
You're yes. here, yep. you're back, and I'd like you to take your turn now so you could get two boost dice from me.
Okay, so I get... And how many am I getting from your various and sundry abilities, David?
Two.
Okay. So two.
Built, yep. Mm-hmm. Two, add your past dice mm-hmm. that you've got, and then add another boost die on top of that from, I just spent an advantage to give the next active player a boost.
Okay. So to be able to affect multiple targets and revive incapacitated, mm-hmm. you're looking at daunting.
Okay.
At base... That means you get to that two people get healed. Mm-hmm. You can spend an advantage to affect additional targets.
Okay. All right. And I get the pass die and the upgrade plus a blue plus two more blue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So you should be at a total of 4 boost dice and an mm-hmm. upgraded.
Okay. And then daunting is 4 or 5?
4.
Okay. Let's roll first, then narrate. Hold on.
You are natural.
Yeah, I know. Let's try it again. Okay. 3 successes, 3 advantage.
Nicely done.
So that's 7 wounds to 2 people to start.
Okay. So from his position, ducks down in the passenger seat. Doc grips both hands on his implement, and you can see a shock of bright light, not like his usual like dim yellow light, golden glow. This is a shock of bright white light extends from Doc and envelops Piper and Marcus.
You can also spend advantage to affect mm-hmm. more people.
Yep. I mean, you could heal everybody 7 wounds with
okay
by spending the advantages if you wanted to.
Okay, that's what we'll do then. The whole van lights up and everybody heals 7 wounds. Does that include me?
Yep.
Sweet. Okay, so that's my action.
Yep. You've got a maneuver?
Yep. As a maneuver, let me make sure I'm got this right. This is a big moment.
No, spend 2 strain.
Okay. The bright light within the van coalesces into a globe, and it encircles. I'm going to roll. See who I get.
I was going to say, you're going to do Jack, who's critting a bunch on the dragon, or me, who's got his focus because I've got the implement.
Or the kid, which would be an impulse for Doc 2. I'm going to do it randomly.
True.
I got a 2, which means it is David, alphabetically. So David is ensconced in a golden globe of protection for until the end of my the duration of this ability. You are immune to damage. Reduce all damage suffered to 0.
All right. Piper or Marcus may go. I will note that Marcus could also heal with Primal.
Are people still hurt?
I mean, I've still got 6 wounds on me.
Yeah.
You've got 11. Piper's got 10.
I will also attempt to heal.
All right. So you're looking at Daunt. If you're going to do the same check, you're looking at Daunting.
That's 3 purple.
4.
Okay, and I have a setback from my critical.
You have a boost die from 6 cents.
That's right. And I will use a story point to upgrade. 3 success, 5 threat, 1 triumph.
All right, so 2 people are going to heal. I'm going to say your implement adds 2 to that. So 2 people are going to heal 5 wounds.
So when Marcus comes to from Doc's heal, he wakes violently and his face kind of shifts between the werewolf form and his form and a couple other animals. And just a burst of like flesh and roots and leaves come from his body, filling the van with a gust of wind, and y'all heal from Primal.
I'm sorry, did you say a burst of flesh?
Flesh, roots, fur, and leaves.
That's disgusting.
What people are you targeting?
Can I spend the triumph to heal everybody, or?
Yeah, you know what? Sure.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Wait.
I still think it's gross, but thank you.
you got a mouthful of Marcus.
Well, this is magic Marcus never attempted to heal use before, so.
I am, yep.
Technically not, but I'll let it. All right, your implement is going to be damaged 2 steps. So you are going to, you're adding a setback die and an upgrade to all checks made casting spells with the implement. And then you're going to take 2 strain or a wound.
And I'll take one. I'll take the 1 wound.
And make sure you...
Real quick, when you start your turn, you should have healed strain, so you'd be at 0, and then take 2 for casting.
Oh, okay.
I have rejuvenate allies on.
That's right. So what damaged my implement?
Oh, no.
The surge of magic.
The surge of magic, the ring on your finger starts, there are a few hairline cracks in it now.
Oh, okay.
That was from the threats.
Oh, gotcha. And I'm going to use my ability to gain a story point back.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Final PC slots.
All right.
Piper.
All right. Piper, get up there. Here
we go, Piper.
Eliminate him with lightning.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to jump up and attempt to, blast this guy with some lightning and maybe some fire. So back to back, I get two boost dies from Jay.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. If you're not spending two maneuvers to stand up and get out of the van, you're adding two more boost dice.
It's only one maneuver. She has jump up.
Yeah, I have jump up, and I also have
swift. Nimble. Yeah, and nimble.
swift. So I'm sprightly. Damn it.
I can make one maneuver as an incidental that does not count towards my allowed maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can hop out of the van next to Jack.
Yeah.
Yep. Two boost die for being next to Jack. Do I get that boost die from Rob?
Yes, you should still be in short range of me.
Yes, so you're getting two boost dice from Rob.
No, only one.
Oh, she didn't get the inspiring rhetoric.
I decided just to apply it to the two of you who are conscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's tough to inspire.
Right.
I mean, sure, with that attitude, sure.
Okay. And what's my difficulty?
What kind of spell are you casting?
My signature spell.
Applying auto fire, which would add an additional purple to potentially hit him multiple times.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll add auto fire.
Okay.
All right, so you're looking at daunting, upgraded four times, three for adversary, and
one for a story point.
Once for a story point, yep.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to use my Master Arcana
to
suffer two strain and reduce the difficulty by two. So do those reds turn back into purples, or are they just gone?
No, you're reducing the difficulty, so you're rolling. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Master.
I am master.
This is a weird situation where the order of operations may make things weird, and it's a situation that doesn't come up often in Genesis, so shrug.
Nope, so, I mean, the order of operations is clear. So we start. We build the pool.
It's not something we've done often to actually have to know the order of operations on it.
Yep. It's daunting. Upgraded four times. Difficult. Three reds.
Three reds? Okay.
Yeah. I did it like three different ways in my head, and it was coming out the same every time.
So. Two reds, two purples. Isn't it the...
No, because so here's the way I'm thinking it. Generate the difficulty. Mm-hmm. She reduces the difficulty by two. Then it's upgraded four times, which means it's three reds.
I think the order is add dice, upgrade dice, then downgrade dice.
But it's reducing difficulty, not...
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's reducing the difficulty from four to two purple, and then it's being
upgraded
then...
four times.
Mm-hmm. Four times. Yep.
I have any setback?
You have one setback.
It's smoky.
All right, and only three boosts, huh?
Two from me, one from... Yep.
You should still have a really nice pool, though.
Yeah. Find out. Two successes, three advantage.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to use... All right, so let's start like this. It's 8, 9, 10 damage.
Okay, you can spend two advantage to auto-fire.
I know how I'm spending my advantages.
You've got two things to choose from.
Yeah. So first, two advantages to activate burn, which adds 8 damage for the next 5 rounds on his turn. And second, I'm going to use my lucky strike and spend that last success plus a story point to add an additional 5 damage. So that's 18,
19, 20
damage total?
No. There's no way you get that high. Your intellect is 5 or 4.
5 now.
5. 10 damage, 15 damage, and then the burn 8. Damage gets applied on his turn.
Mm-hmm.
Which he gets 2 turns per round, which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That lightning looked a little spicy.
His second turn. The burn does not affect him.
Damn.
Mm.
Oh, that was a waste.
Well, we've learned something.
Yeah.
He's going to spend a point to upgrade it. And he's got a setback die. Why didn't it roll?
I see a roll.
I see a discipline check. 2 mm-hmm. success, 2 okay. advantage.
Okay. He lets out this cacophonous roar, and a wave of absolute despair rushes over all of you. He basically cast a barrier spell.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap, I forgot about mittens. Oh. Next round.
Okay. She's gonna go. Okay. Fedorova appears Actually, you can't see her.
I act out a turn and I shoot her in the forehead. It's not a special ability or anything. I'm just salty.
Don't do it.
She casts a spell.
Now, the fuck are you failing at over there, Fedorova?
Which fails.
Great.
Is she a natural?
Nope.
No, she's a Russian.
She's going to give herself an upgrade and a boost.
She still has 2 advantage to spend.
Yep. The next, ultimately, it just turns into the next of it. Person going is going to take a boost on their roll. All right, Tervig steps off the bridge and is now at short range from Piper Jack.
Oh boy!
And he is going to.
Oh boy.
Take a swipe.
Oh boy.
At Piper. No.
I use my shield and give him disadvantage.
It's gonna be Jack. Oh. Gonna be Jack. Right. Ultimately, he's got an ability that'll allow him to
hopefully. I have melee defense 1.
Yep.
You use the robot. The robot knows.
Does that still apply? We are getting it from his magic.
Oh, he can't unmagic my metal. This is a gift from the queen.
What the hell?
And by a gift, I mean I saved her son from a burning helicopter.
You can't unmagic my metal.
Sounds like an Iron Maiden song. He just might be able to ignore it because, you know, he knows the...
It does sound like an Iron Maiden song.
2 successes, 1 advantage, and a triumph.
He's going to spend his advantage to target both Jack and Piper. And then he's going to use the triumph to crit Jack.
Ow.
Vicious 3.
Yep, I see that. That's upsetting.
I seize it.
Oh my god!
Oof. Oh, Jesus!
Damn.
Oh.
Blam, blam,
Jack
blam.
Is blinded as Tervig steps forward just with a claw across both Piper and Jack and just slices through you and It must have just gotten Jack in the side of the face just enough that your vision goes black.
Oh, bother.
And we're around to a PC
slot. How much damage?
Oh, 13.
11. Oh, 13, yep.
13.
Minus your soak.
As the dragon roars, give it to me.
I'm going to go next, Ben, I think. In response to the give it to me, I'm going to maneuver out of the van. Absolutely, as I blast him right in the face. Using the power of the, you know.
Get him.
Nice.
I'm the power of by the conduit him. Right now, so.
You have a boost from Fedorova and a boost from being back-to-back with me. And or Piper.
Yes.
And you're impervious to harm.
Oh, you should climb up on his head and club him about the face.
That sounds like a poor.
Climb into his mouth and choke him with your body.
Yeah. Crawl right up his butt.
Yep. Wait, I thought we were trying to hurt him, not...
It's a brilliant plan.
I'm going to do the same thing I did last time, apply Vicious.
Okay.
Upgraded... 3 times?
Yep.
Any additional defense from that barrier? Or is it just soak?
Nothing added to the die roll.
Okay.
Ugh.
I'm going to use natural myself.
This is a good plan. Oh.
Roll the yellow die again.
Nope.
That's so upsetting.
No success is 3 advantage and a triumph.
Still way better than a failure and a despair.
Yes, it is.
The implement would have blown up on us.
1 advantage on killing strain.
And do people still get strain back from you when your turn comes up?
Yes. I have 2 ranks of
how much what do we get? 2 strain?
Yeah.
Sweet.
On your turn when it's
on my turn.
Yes. And the triumph I'll pass. Yeah, you know what? I will pass these 2 things to Doc.
Hey, nice.
With my triumph and with my advantages.
As a ripple of force emanates from you and the staff and just kind of goes wide as the dragon crouches down and swipes at your allies. Run to the next PC slots.
Okay, as David exits the van from the side of me, I take the moment of his distraction and I pop up and out the window. I'm going to make a divine check. So I want to target the crit on Jack. Can I do that and also try to target other?
I mean, you can add additional target, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's going to make it 4?
Daunting, yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, 2 successes.
Whoa. Does that eliminate my blinded crit?
That eliminates your blinded crit, and it heals. It heals you for 5 wounds. Does it also heal my second target, or with no advantages, I can't activate that?
It automatically heals the second target.
Okay. All right.
Nice Piper with
it's
her.
Piper as well, yeah, who's out there with him. Mm-hmm. You both heal 5 wounds.
By the claw. 5 wounds, all right.
Why is it only 5 wounds? I thought the implement gave it an additional 4.
Oh, wait, no. Yes, then it's 6. I thought I had to spend the success to heal his crit.
No. No, okay. If it's successful, it's
then that's it. Okay, it's, yeah, then it's six, not five. Sorry, well, my mistake.
I'm feeling better.
A little.
Yeah.
Did you upgrade your check there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Just that little green guy.
Okay, got it.
The darkness that is in your eyes flashes to a white-hot light, and then it seems like it takes forever to recede, but in reality, it's only a couple seconds. Your vision returns.
So then he goes blind again because that white light is like staring at the sun.
Assuming Doc's done.
Can Doc use a maneuver to get to the back of the van from the front? Like through the inside? Or is that not possible? I'm in the passenger seat. I want to climb into the back of the... Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then that's my turn. I'm in the back of the van now.
All right, third PC slots.
I would like to go.
Okay.
Tervig is now at short range.
And he's staring at David, growling.
I get back to back. I get a boost and a boost. I heal two strain. I am going to spend a maneuver to aim.
Point to upgrade this again. It's upgraded four times.
There's no more floating. There's no floating boost or anything from advantage. Correct.
So far as I know, correct.
You're still back to back with Piper, though.
Yep, I got my back to back in there.
Yeah.
You still have the boost from my inspiring leadership, rhetoric, because that lasts for four rounds, and from the
and from your empower. Yep. All right. What's that? Here we go.
I missed those on my roll.
Here we go. There it is. Five successes, four advantage.
Nice.
That is 15 damage, pierce two, and another two crits on him.
All right. Your shot. Hits it right in like the shoulder area of its front leg. Cannot voluntarily suffer strain to activate abilities or gain additional maneuvers until this crit is healed. Okay.
Excellent.
And I added the damage, and that's it for you?
That is it for me.
Okay. Fourth PC slot.
Before I go, Mittens is going to jump out of the van and run it. Tackle Tervig.
All right.
But I don't have access to her to roll for her.
Mittens is not going to be able to get to... Mittens cannot spend strain. So Mittens spends two maneuver... No, it's got Swift. I'll give it to him. Plus pounce. Yeah, okay.
So would that be a all?
Yeah, I can get to. No successes, three advantage, and a despair.
Oh, no.
Mittens. How could you?
Oh, Mittens.
Comes out of the van and trips and falls on her face.
Yeah, actually, it gets caught up in some of the beat up of the van, and she's unable to actually make an effectual attack. Basically loses the effect of a maneuver. Mechanically. So she's still like right next to you guys. Nope, and then your turn.
So seeing that the burn effect didn't work, can I add the freeze effect? Or have my roll?
You can.
All right.
That's interesting. Like lightning is paralyzing it.
So I get two boosts, and then Rob, do I still get that boost from you, or was that just a one?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of difficulty are we looking at, Tyler?
at short range, you're looking adding 3 purples upgraded 3 times.
Oh, okay. So 3 reds. 1, 2, 3. But I'm going to use my... I'm going to take 2 more strain. My Master Arcana again. Add another 2. So that just takes away 1 of the reds. We determine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Note real quick. When you started your turn, you also healed 2 strain from Rejuvenate Allies.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That is right. But I'm just going to keep using the Master Arcana.
Actually, this is where it gets a little wonky. Because Master only lets you reduce it to easy. So it'll be easy check, upgraded 3 times, purple to your red, add a purple. So yeah, it's 2 reds and a purple.
Okay. And we're short range, so no setback. Ooh. Success, 5 advantage, and a despair.
Oh,
All right, let's resolve your success. Yeah. That's what?
So 9 total.
9 damage. And then you can spend advantage to apply freeze.
Ensnare.
Mm-hmm.
How many advantages does that cost?
Probably 2. I think most of
them. I think it's 2. Most of them are 2.
Okay. I'm going to spend another success and a story point, add an additional 5 damage.
Okay, and then you're going to ensnare him?
Yes.
When ensnare is triggered, one target hit by the attack becomes immobilized for a number of rounds equal to the ensnare rating. Mobilized target cannot perform maneuvers. Okay, hard athletics check to break free as an action. Final right, PC slots and Marcus. Oh, yeah, and that was 2 advantage, so you've got 3 advantage left, sorry. And then I've got to spend the despair.
Yeah, I'm going to give a boost to the next person, right? Can I do that?
It's 1 advantage to do that.
So you can give 1 to the next person and then choose somebody else to give another one to.
Okay, I'll give 1 to the next person, and then I will give 1 to Jack.
Actually, oh, you fixed your crowbar. So it is damaged 1 step again.
Okay.
Now it is Marcus's turn.
All right. So I have 1 boost from David, 1 boost from Piper, 1 boost from either Jack or Piper, right? Oh, no, because they're outside the van. So I'll move.
Yeah, you need to be engaged with us.
I'll move towards them and draw my rifle. And I use my I'm going to take strain so I can aim.
Do you have quick draw?
I do have quick draw.
Okay. So,
I got to look up what it does. I don't remember.
Quick draw just lets you draw it as an incidental and not as a maneuver.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. All right, so I should have a total of 4 boost dice.
Correct.
I'll spend a story point to upgrade my attack, and I will fire at the dragon.
Yep, it's being upgraded 3 times from adversary, so short range is 2.
That should automatically be added. Is he using the combat interface?
Oh no, I'm not.
My bad. Oh, yeah. If you click on the little gun,
yeah.
It's 2 reds and a purple.
2 reds and a purple. All right.
Here goes. If you want to auto fire, you can add a purple.
I'm using my rifle.
Using the assault rifle. Okay.
5 yes. Success and 5 advantage.
What's the damage on that?
Let's see. The damage is 8.
Nice roll.
With a 3 crit.
Yep. Drop that crit.
I am most certainly critting him.
All right, so he's got 5 crits on him.
Yes, so he should be crit plus 10 right now.
Oh, crap, I forgot to say I was using my my empower.
What's the crit rating on that?
The Paragon.
Three.
Three.
Okay, so you can only crit the ones.
Yeah. Yes.
What the... No, it was an even roll. Okay.
I'll do it next turn. That's fine.
Cannot perform a free maneuver during their next turn.
Okay. And that's my turn.
Alright. His turn. Does... David still have his... He's still got a glowing bubble around him, right?
Until the end of my next turn, yes.
Let's see here. So basically, but everybody is in front of the van besides Doc at this point.
I'm in the back, and Mittens is right behind the van. The other three are grouped together. Yes, and then David's, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He is going to take a swipe. Yeah, Jack's been doing a lot of damage to him, so he's going to start with it, Jack.
My eyes! My eyes! Oh, he hasn't hit me yet.
We just spend a point to upgrade. Three successes, two advantages, and two triumphs.
That's lovely knowing you all.
Bleh.
Jack is going to get crit twice. So vicious 3, so plus 40. And then he's going to also swipe at David. And... No, actually, no.
Go ahead. More scars. More scars. I got this one in defense of queen and country, you fucker.
Clearly this one was to your jaw, because your voice is...
Yep, I don't know what happened there. So I don't know why he's all of a sudden from, like, the Thames Basin. I'm not sure.
Fuck are you?
He is... All right, yep. So he's also going to hit Piper, and I am going to spend... He's also going to crit on that. I'm going to spend a point on that crit, and I'm going to dictate what the crit is.
Oh, that's mean.
No, it's not. It's in her back. It's in...
It's the fulfillment of a dream.
She's seen what happens.
I know. Oh, no! Your leg!
Piper is crippled. She has lost the use of one of her legs.
Oh, I collapse.
Oh. Fedorova's turn. She's medium range. Pass all the dice up there. And she fires off a blast.
Nice.
Holy Hannah.
Four successes, three advantage, and a triumph.
Thank 14 you. Base damage. Can't wait to be a spellcaster in the next campaign.
He's looking really bad.
Yeah, he is. That's right, he is.
She's critting him.
Get the duck boats ready.
She fucking better.
Yeah, and ice encases him. And he is staggered, so he is unable to use his next turn.
Yes! Yes! I'm shooting him!
Jack, get him!
As a blast of cold air and snow comes from behind him, and where there was some crackling of electricity around his limbs, and it was sort of binding him, that lightning almost reinforces the ice that forms around his wings and claws. And he lets out another just absolute roar of pain.
All right. I am spending two maneuvers.
You got to boost Dionysus.
Oh, yes. Perfect. I'm also spending two maneuvers to aim twice. Seven boost dice. That must be the most boost dice.
I'm spending a point to upgrade.
Yeah, feck off. There, I did it that way instead of losing my whole dice pool. So now it's one red upgraded three times. Yes! Eight successes, seven advantage, and a triumph.
Well, I'm gonna steal it from Critical Role. How do you want to do this?
You got this, Jack.
All right. Covered in vicious wounds. Normally he's a standing shooter, but he's pretty near his limit. He has dropped down to one knee, and he wavers a little bit as he lines up this last shot, and then he remembers his mom and his dad and his three older sisters, and they're all gone now, and the world is already a dark enough place without them, without his family, but he's got these people, these strange, crazy, shot me with lightning, filled me with his flesh to heal me, worshipping the sun, believing in aliens, crazy people that he cares about and he loves about. And he takes a nice calming breath, and when he opens his eyes, the shot is there. And he puts it right in between Tervig's eyes, and he just puts the back of his skull right out.
As you do so, the bullet erupts in light and pierces the skull, and just you see it as it rips through down the neck into the body, and just there's just this explosion of brilliant energy as the dragon's form falls limp on the ground. Covered in ice, electricity still crackling along the scales, and a residual light energy sort of still hanging around all of you. Just for the record, that last roll was eight successes, seven advantages, and one triumph.
Yeah.
18 damage, pierce two. For four crits. And I got overpowered again, which is my favorite critical hit.
What are you guys doing now?
Well, I'm on the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to immediately...
my leg, and I'm going to yell, Jack, David, you got to go get Doc. You got to get Greg back of the van.
I teleport Piper into the back of the van.
The van's on fire!
I'm in the van.
It is not on fire.
Oh.
But no. It is not going anywhere.
Right.
Ever again, no matter what I do.
It has claw marks. It is... The tires are melted at this point. It is a shell of what it once was.
I'm going to attempt to make it rain. And spend a story point to upgrade.
Don't worry about it. It starts to rain. You... Focus for a moment on the billowing smoke, and on drawing the water out of the air, and it just begins to downpour. That was surrounding the dragon, dissipates, and stepping up to is Fedorova, and she sort of dumbfoundedly kind of sits down at the edge, seeming like that spell took a lot out of her as well. Looking at the leg and taking a moment, now that you have a moment, and you all, it sort of strikes all of you that maybe you have a lot more moments than you'd have in a while, have had in a while.
Dead dragon, Wilcox not in our hair.
But
Shane dead because we killed him before all this.
You're not sure. You start to focus some divine energy into it, and it won't take. It's almost as if it was supposed to happen.
Doc, my leg's kind of in a lot of pain here. What's going on? Why aren't you doing Mr. Sunny Fingers?
I climb into the back of the van, and I get real close to Piper's face while Doc is doing his thing. I grab the sides of her head and I look at her right in the eyes and I say, "Hey, you did brilliant."
Thanks, Jack.
It's gonna be all right.
Well,
I let go of the implement and with two hands just grab at the hole in her coveralls and start ripping open the leg and swing my bag down, and I'm going to go medicine style and see if there's something I can do with science.
I'm probably like writhing in pain at this point.
What? Hey, no, look at me.
Actually, it doesn't seem to hurt all that much. For in the immediate aftermath, it hurt like a motherfucker. But now below the sort of halfway down the thigh, you can't feel it. It seems to be dead.
Doc, am I moving my toes? I can't feel my toes.
Are they moving?
Nope.
I without letting go of Piper's head so that she can't look towards Doc, I look up at Doc.
Mm-hmm. I shake my head. Then back to what I'm trying to do here. Does the tissue look like, is this necrotic tissue?
It's cold. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would say it's necrotic yet.
Mm-hmm.
But your medical training makes you feel as if it is likely, it is somehow likely already beyond saving, unfortunately. This is whatever the dragon did to this. Whatever it imbued its strike with,
mm-hmm.
It's not coming back.
So Piper closes her eyes and she can kind of sense the seriousness in the van, and she can just, the silence is overwhelming her, and she starts to breathe heavier and heavier. So she closes her eyes and she starts to take long, deep breaths, try to like calm herself down. And after a short while, she opens her eyes back up and she looks at Jack and she just says, "Let's go home."
I will let go of Piper's head and take her hand.
Okay. At this point, Fedorova sort of makes her way down. She's leaning a bit on her staff.
I'm standing by the corpse of the dragons, looking up at her, waiting for her to...
Yeah, she sort of makes her way down.
As she's walking down. So where's... You said that tower wasn't the right spot?
I think that spot may... The energy of that spot may have been depleted. It's up to you where we do it again. I don't... Using the power of that will likely be a much more concentrated effect. I doubt it'll take as much with it. There was a lot of energy pumped into the last the previous attempt.
You got any dragons in your side?
Not dragons, no. Though there are things that may have tried to take a form similar to that. But most of those were enslaved by my superiors.
I was just curious if you knew there was any part of this thing that could be useful for sending you back or other things like that, but I suppose we'll have to figure that out on our own.
Indeed. At any rate, I don't think I am up to complete it this evening.
I don't think any of us, turning my head towards the van, are up to that.
Indeed. I believe I have enough energy to get you home. If you so wish.
Potentially. Let me take out a map and see if I know where we are.
You're 25, 30 minutes away from where you had camped.
Because I think we have some people in the area who also might be able to help us. Or, I have no idea where they are right now. They might be going there in the morning. You know what? Yeah, why don't we figure out about sending us home?
Right then. Well, she begins to approach. Is anybody stopping her, or...
I mean, I think Doc, Jack, and Piper are all in the back of the van still, so.
Yeah, she's approaching that area now. You likely could have heard that conversation.
Upon seeing her approach, I just kind of like lay my head back and I'm staring at, I don't even know if the van has a roof anymore. Is there a roof above?
Mostly does.
Mostly has.
Mostly does.
Mostly.
Mostly. I stare up at the mostly attached roof.
Most of the thing you're staring at is probably the turret that you spent so much time fixing that's never been used.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Doc is too wrapped up in his own thoughts right now, trying to figure out how he can save this leg for Piper, but also somehow knowing that he can't. But his spiritual mind and his scientific mind are at odds over this fact right now. So I don't know that he would even put together what we're talking about besides, okay, we're going to get back to Plymouth. That's fine. We'll go back to Plymouth.
Like, maybe if I get back to Plymouth, I'll have the actual
right
clinic and be able to save this.
Right. Yeah. Get us back to Plymouth. But, you know, I don't know how Marcus or Jack feel about that notion.
Marcus is torn because he doesn't really trust her. But she just attacked a dragon and helped us slay it. And as far as I know, she came of her own volition
right
to do so. So I'll be guarded, but I'll allow her to approach.
And David still has the conduit, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Well, she'll hold out her hands. You'll need to take my hands and form a circle if we're all going to go.
I look at David. You're sure about this?
Sure, yeah. Let me...
That doesn't sound very sure.
I'm not sold. I shoot Fedorova between the eyes.
No.
I sit up and I very stiffly but very assuredly reach out my hand towards her.
You can tell the reason that my trepidation has nothing to do with her as I sort of glance towards the corpse of the dragon.
She nods and takes Piper's hand and waits for a circle to form.
And then I look towards, is Gregory conscious?
He is not. If you include him as, you know, somebody takes each hand and include him as part of the circle, he'll
go. Yeah.
Okay. I was worried. Yep.
Make sure to put their arms around Mittens, please.
I grab my Mittens.
Well, I'm holding Piper's hand still. I will, with my other hand, I'll take Mitten's hand.
couldn't Marcus turn into like a really big snake?
Everyone, yeah.
I was considering an octopus.
I hate this plan.
So everybody complies with the circle.
Yes.
Okay. There's a... Right. Yep. She focuses for a moment, and there's a flash of purple energy. And that's where we'll leave it for the night.
Thanks for listening to the What Comes After podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @whatcomesafter_. And we're on Facebook too. All links can be found on our website, whatcomesafter.net. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and share with your friends. Character art is by Craig Shepard, who can be found on Instagram at @cshepdraw. Theme music is Beyond Part 2 by Alex Nakarada. We utilize RPG sessions for dice rolling and tracking of characters, story points, and initiative. What Comes After is part of the D20 Radio Network and is an actual play podcast using a modified version of the Genesis RPG system by Edge Studio.
I know it.
Best roleplay session next week.
Great. She's going to bring us to Apocalyptic Fall River.
Yeah, she's not bringing us back to Plymouth.
Well, I'm contemplating saying, can I make a magic check to try and enforce my will on the destination, but...
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Guys, good news. The cat I'm house-sitting finally came in, but not before depositing a dead mouse on the doorstep. So,
well, I mean, clearly... Obviously, you're not...
Mm-hmm.
You're not an adept enough hunter for her.
I'm not.
Jay is not, in fact, Jack.